This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We go again. Hoo-ha. It's the DJV program on the air with out Jennifer Horn today, but Victoria Keelan is here. Hip hip hooray. And Kara Schillen, hip hip hooray. The Dougster is here. Hip hip hooray. Let's all do our hip hip hooray as another great radio presentation is about to hit your ears and your brain. Great stories. We speak with authenticity here. Right, ladies? We're emotionally involved in the stories and the lessons and the whys. It sounds like Miles, my grandson. Why, Gramps? What? Why?
Oh, is he in the why phase?
Oh, my God. Everything. He wanted to know why I own 13 tractors. And we took a walk around the farm the other day. Why is that piece of equipment over there? Why does that mow hay? Why do you have hay in that wagon?
Do you get exhausted, or do you answer everything?
No, I answer everything. I love it. He's such a wonderful kid, and he's so much fun, so bright and full of questions and life and, you know, figuring things out. It's very cool. I don't know that he's going to become a Boy Scout, though. Victoria's got the story.
Yeah.
I laugh about this, but it isn't really laughable. It just is so... today, maybe that's the best way. There's the weirdness, the abuse, the scandal. Now the Boy Scouts have not just a few of these complaints, but hundreds of them. So give us the story, Victoria, will you?
Yeah, a group of lawyers say that 800 men have come forward in recent months with allegations that they were sexually abused when they were in the Boy Scouts. Now, they formed a group called Abused in Scouting. They made this announcement during a press conference on Tuesday. Attorneys told reporters that those former scouts identified at least 350 abusers who don't appear in the Boy Scouts disciplinary files. So these are people that the Boy Scouts have tried to, and I don't know how much effort they've put into it, but they have at least publicly stated that they have disciplined and dismissed a number of these scout leaders who have abused the young boys. Now, this group says there are still 350 more that have not been disciplined. And so the lawyers started gathering these accounts while preparing the lawsuit, and they filed that on behalf of a single anonymous client on Monday, and the suit alleges that this one client, which represents all of them, was assaulted hundreds of times over the course of several years by a Boy Scout leader in Pennsylvania. And, of course, the news comes as the Boy Scouts is considering bankruptcy. We heard a little bit about that last week. Now, if they file for bankruptcy, that will temporarily halt all of the numerous lawsuits that they're facing, and it could even block new ones. So, again, it's very sad news for any victim who feels like they, you know, want to come forward and have some sort of closure. If they take the bankruptcy route, there'll never be any closure.
No.
And so they apparently, this group, Abused in Scouting, told the Washington Post that they sent the allegations to the Boy Scouts so that the organization could report the abusers to law enforcement. Right. The Boy Scouts said that they've only done it about 120 times, so they still have a lot of work to do to report these people to the law enforcement. But you know, it's horrific, and the Boy Scouts, I have nothing against the Boy Scouts, but the idea of it is, you know, and the Girl Scouts too.
You think when you send your children to a scout camp or to scout meetings or to join them, that they're safe?
Yep, exactly.
They're learning
valuable skills.
Safe, and it isn't for so many of them. Mm-hmm. I want to stick with you in New Jersey for a minute before I want to talk about video games and whether they actually trigger violent behavior. But first, there's an interesting anecdotal move in New Jersey where you live, where it's legal now for doctors to prescribe lethal medications to patients who have less than 6 months to live.
Oh, right. That's right. We became a right-to-die state.
Yeah, right. I'm for this, frankly.
Yeah, absolutely.
There are 8 states in our country that now allow what's called medically assisted suicide or medical aid when you want to die. advocates welcome the law. Advocates being people who are in that the description, 6 months of life left. I came across this.
But they have a whole connection of hospice nurses, and there are a lot of people who have been begging for this kind of legislation, and because it's safe. And, you know, so many people in states where this does not happen, they have botched attempts at suicide, and one of the hospice nurses who helped my uncle who passed a few months ago, she said that there was another patient that she had who was in her 90s, like mid to upper 90s, maybe 95, 96, she had horrible dementia, and that she tried to commit suicide on an almost daily basis.
Yeah.
But it was because it's illegal, you know, no one could actually assist her. And she ended up killing herself anyway in a horrible way.
It seems to me, this is, whether it's progressive thinking, whatever it is, if I were told that I only have a few months to live and that my last couple of months were going to be horrible, I wouldn't want to live through it, frankly. You go on to the next existence.
Right.
But it's really nobody else's. This is a problem with the state and government and religion mixing in with the state.
Mm-hmm.
It's nobody's business.
That's true.
People say, well, maybe they have faulty thinking or maybe they can survive. But if they don't want to, then what do you care? Why is it any of your business whether these people want to off themselves or they don't? It's not. How does it affect you?
Right.
It's not your business. Get out of there.
And it doesn't mean, and people who are, and people who are against it, it doesn't mean that they have to use it.
No,
this isn't going to be like forced euthanasia.
Right.
I don't get it.
It becomes silly when you examine this, Victoria, and understand that this is something that if we live in a free country, then you are free to kill yourself. Might not be what you want for somebody else, but if it's not you...
Right.
It's up to them to make up their minds what they want.
I always thought it was laughable that suicide is illegal.
Right, illegal. What are you going to do after somebody commits suicide? Yeah, we'll put
what
that
do? You take someone to court and you put them in jail? Like, what happens? I don't get it.
It's nonsense. It really is. Unbelievable nonsense. But that's back to my libertarian streaks. Speaking of libertarianism, Rand Paul, who's the country's most progressive libertarian, underwent lung surgery because... Remember when his next-door neighbor beat the crap out of him because he was mowing his lawn or something? Wasn't it about his lawn?
They had some sort of weird domestic dispute that was ongoing, I think.
Yeah.
I think it was politically driven, too, but I think there was some sort of dispute that with the mowing of the lawn and the property line. I think I remember there was something about it that kind of aggravated the situation.
Well, it's been
a couple
of years.
Did he go to Canada for the surgery?
That's a question... Because apparently he found in some research, and the person who can fix whatever was wrong with him, he thought was in Canada. I think that was a question that a lot of people have asked a lot.
So you don't want to fix our medical system here, you just make it easier to just go to Canada?
But in this circumstance, according to what I see happened when he had the surgery, he actually went to Vanderbilt University in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
The tweet I'm looking at, thanks to the nurses and the staff, et cetera, there was some discussion about him going to Canada, but he ended up going to...
I think he got so much flack for it, he probably flew the doctor down to Vanderbilt, but
who knows. All right, 15 past the hour. You're listening to today's DJV program, a little focus on background checks and whether or not video games are harmful after these words.
Driving is freedom. The freedom to keep moving, to control your destiny, and to choose your path. And now, that freedom fits in the palm of your hand. It's called Ford Pass, the only app that gives you roadside assistance. Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance that gives you, well, more freedom. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving. Built Ford proud. visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about getting flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per-service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
Over the years, automakers have spent a lot of time talking about the future. At Kia, they don't sit around dreaming of a better tomorrow because they already made it so that you can have it today. Introducing Kia's lineup of electrified Niro SUVs, the hybrid, the plug-in, and the electric, with an EPA estimated range of 239 miles. Because the future is just the future until we make something of it. Kia, give it everything.
239-mile EPA estimated range on a full charge. Actual range may vary. Niro EV is in select retailers and select markets with limited availability.
Right now, Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, when disaster erupts, when disease rages, when communities collapse under crisis, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals, that's where we operate. We go where conditions are the worst because that's where we're needed most. In nearly 70 countries, we're saving lives threatened by violence, disease, malnutrition, and catastrophic events. Donors are vital to our mission. Your response is critical to our response in places where few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So the question, does video, the games that people, young people play, does that trigger violent behavior? There have been studies that have been done, and certainly now after what happened in El Paso, what happened in Ohio, once again, this has surfaced, this argument. I think it does. There are those people who represent, you can expect this, but the reason I brought this up is because there's an association called the Entertainment Software Association, mm-hmm. the biggest video game trade group, and they say there's no connection between video.
it's the new cigarette smoking. It's the new cigarette companies. Oh, there's no connection between smoking cigarettes and cancer. Nope.
No,
so this is
not.
Now the new one. No connection.
It's a joke. Background checks. Do they work to prevent violent crimes? Research indicates that they need to be accompanied by a more comprehensive set of reforms. That is, you know, from the Gun Control Research Center at University of California. I don't think that's a stretch either. The video games are a component, and background checks are
a
component. There's a whole bunch of things. You put them together.
It's a very nuanced thing. I feel like people are trying to find one solution to the problem, and it's obviously, I know lots of people who play video games who are perfectly normal, and they have very normal social lives and go out and do stuff, and so obviously all video games don't make everyone violent, but it probably makes some people, and so I don't know. There needs to be, more background checks.
Do you know any girls in your circle that have played video games, Kara? Or Victoria, maybe?
Yeah,
I don't know,
sure.
I
think, I think there are plenty of girls
violent
out there.
Video games? The violent ones we're talking about?
The violent ones. Mm-mm.
No girls.
No.
Yeah, I know.
So is this part of the toxic masculinity that is being discussed? That girls do not play these games and boys do?
I just think women are probably more averse to violence than men.
And I think they're just not made as much for them. I mean, so many of these violent video games also have, like, women who are half naked and stuff. Yep. And I think women are just not into that as much.
Yep.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So, comments on reality here on the DJV Show, 21 after the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Many themes, if you will, thematic songs recorded by one of the brightest lights in music today, Dolly Parton. And as we kind of work toward understanding the influence that she has had, musically speaking, 24 after the hour, by the way, on the DJV show, the mayor of Nashville declaring August 5th every year from now on is Dolly Parton Day. The mayor was with Parton when he signed the proclamation. Mayor David Briley called her one of Tennessee's greatest education and literacy advocates. She has a foundation that works to equip Tennessee students with what they need to graduate and to succeed. She's been one of these people that has used her money for good. She founded the Imagination Library, sends free books to children in a lot of participating communities around the state, from birth until age 5. She's just all about other people and not about her. She never makes anything about her. Have you noticed that?
That's true. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard a bad Dolly Parton story. Just everything about her, everyone who meets her, she just seems wonderful.
Yeah, right. Yep. I've never actually met her. I came close to a brush with her, but I never actually have met her.
I want to see her in concert. She sounded so good at the Newport Folk Festival. She still has it.
She sure does. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah, I could sit and listen to her songs on and on and on and on and on. I don't think there's a bad Dolly Parton song anywhere. So there's a tribute to someone who deserves to have all the accolades that she gets. Next up, John Hiatt is going to receive the BMI Troubadour Award. Those of you who don't know John Hiatt, songs recorded by a wide range of artists like Bonnie Raitt, Willie Nelson, Bob Dylan, Iggy Pop. Mr. Hiatt's going to be honored next month by the performing rights organization BMI, which is Broadcast Music, Inc., with a presentation of its Troubadour Award. This is a private ceremony, September the 9th. He's going to be only the third such honoree. Robert Earl Keane has received, and John Prine has received the award. Fine, I know. Robert Earl Keane, I don't, but I assume he's cut out of the same cloth as a songwriter.
Yeah, I would definitely put them in that.
Yeah.
Not right. necessarily country, kind of outlaw country.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Member of the National Songwriters Hall of Fame, Mr. Hyatt previously got the American Music Association's Lifetime Achievement Award for songwriting. That was back in 2008. He's accumulated a total number of 9 Grammy nominations over the past 40 years or so. His 24th studio album, The Eclipse Sessions, released last year, 44 years after his debut album, Hanging Around the Observatory. Others who have recorded his songs, Three Dog Night, B.B. King, Eric Clapton, Joe Cocker, Jewel, Roseanne Cash. There's an interesting group.
Yeah.
Last month, bluegrass fiddle player Michael Cleveland released a cover of Hyatt's Tennessee Plates with Sam Bush on lead vocal. The track is just one of several cuts Hyatt introduced on his 88 Americana classic Slow Turnin', an album that also generated a smash country hit for Susie Bogus called Drive South, a Grammy for blues legend Buddy Guy for his version of Feels Like Rain, and a memorable cover by Emmylou Harris in the late 80s with Icy Blue Heart. Bonnie Raitt's in that. Hyatt is back on tour with a string of upcoming shows in Colorado, starting at Grand Junction over this weekend. So, the latest story on John Hyatt's move to get recognized. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Have you heard what President Trump said recently?
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it, too. I like it, too.
Now you can watch Newsmax TV and get the truth about Trump from Bill O'Reilly, Mike Reagan, Alan Dershowitz, Pat Buchanan, and more. Newsmax TV is America's fastest-growing cable news channel, now in 70 million homes. Find Newsmax on DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Spectrum, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, and more systems. See Newsmax TV today. It's real news for real people.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Dennis Stoda. A new pilot study at Mayo Clinic's Rochester campus is making things more convenient for patients by offering follow-up visits with their doctor by video from the comfort of their own home.
Surgeons have it ingrained in us that we want to know how our patients are doing. Follow-up after surgery is part of what we do. But bringing people back for what is usually, if things have gone well in surgery, a very anticlimactic visit is a very tough thing when these patients are coming from 700 miles away.
Dr. Stephen Cassidy, a thoracic surgeon, says video visits through the pilot have been conducted with more than 100 patients so far.
It's the majority of patients who qualify for this. It's someone who's been operated on, for whom things went well during the surgery and in the early postoperative period in the hospital, where you don't expect there to be a problem.
For those 100-plus patients, Dr. Cassidy estimates they've saved over 160,000 travel miles. For the Mayo Clinic News Network, I'm Dennis Doda.
The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump visited the cities affected by mass shootings that left 31 people dead in Dayton, Ohio, and El Paso, Texas last weekend. They visited the University Medical Center in El Paso to meet with the victims of the shooting.
We were there a lot longer than we were anticipated to be.
The president then went to a 911 center in El Paso, where he met with the chief of police. In Iowa, Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden said President Trump is fueling a literal carnage in America with his incendiary rhetoric and racist attacks. He used the speech to charge the president with being, in some ways, responsible for not only the recent shootings, but also the Pittsburgh synagogue massacre and the violence in Charlottesville, Virginia.
This president has fanned the flames of white supremacy in this nation.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How does he not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Our business here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Kara Sherlin. Jennifer is off today. She had some kind of political junket or something.
I think she had an event last night, maybe.
Is that what it was? Okay.
I'm not sure.
All right, so we're going to, man, this voice of mine. Leave it at the door, please. Back to school, our focus, after we bring you up to date latest food news. Everybody loves to eat. This is the time of year we love to think about what we eat. Well, there are many times of the year we think about what we eat, but this is a cool time because a lot of exciting things that are going on if you pay attention to the kinds of good foods that are around. Farmers growing really great crops. So support your local family farmer. Buy your milk and cheese and all your vegetables from a local farmer. Not the grocery store. Food does not come from the grocery store. It comes from your local family farmer.
Lots of farmers markets happening right now, too.
Yep.
So it should be easier than ever to track down one.
That would be good. Yeah, track it down. Yep.
That is good.
Some good stuff. All right, so what do you have?
So in some trending food news, since we're already talking about food, there is a new large-scale study of 100,000 people And the reason they were studying these people, this is from the American Medical Association of Dermatology. The study wanted to find out, can your diet help reduce your risk of skin cancer? And the answer is, yes, it can.
Yes.
Especially if you have an increased level of vitamin A from the foods that you eat. That was linked to lower rates of malignant skin cancer in more than the 100,000 people who were studied. Now, here's the bad news. Rates of skin cancer have tripled in the past three decades, and it's especially on the rise amongst younger women. And they're not getting skin checks enough. They're not using proper SPF. They're probably not including all the right foods that you need in your diet to help prevent this. And so vitamin A is also linked to other health benefits, which aid in the immune system, in your bones, your vision growth, reproductive health, things like that. It also helps protect you from UV rays. And so they say that melanoma, which is the deadliest form of skin cancer, that is sharply on the rise amongst young women. It's on the rise across the board, but especially amongst young women. And so they say, according to this study, that a few extra servings of certain foods can make a big difference. So people who struggle to get enough fruits and vegetables in their daily diets, which I think we can all agree is pretty much every American, the typical American diet is seriously lacking in vitamin A and beta carotene. And so you can add a few things in. Orange-colored foods like pumpkin, carrots, and sweet potatoes.
Oranges themselves.
Yeah, I don't think that there's that much beta carotene in oranges, actually. Okay. Yeah. Nice. They say that the deeper the hue, the more carotenoids are in that food, which is what helps, you know, stave off skin cancer. Vitamin A from animal-based sources is sometimes referred to as preformed vitamin A, and that's something that you definitely want to add more of. And so you can add carrots and peppers to your salad, canned pumpkin to soups. Sauces, they say that also increases vitamin A. If you swap out white potatoes for sweet potatoes, you're also helping yourself fight off skin cancer. Choose cantaloupes or mango for dessert. Leafy greens like spinach and kale have large amounts of vitamin A as well. And then if you also eat milk and meat and milk-based proteins, liver, eggs, beef, whole milk, and cheese. And those are the things that you want to make sure you have a lot of in your diet. Now, you can also add supplements. However, as we kind of all know, and Dr. Jack would tell you as well, supplements are fine, but you really want
they
to try to get the
bulk. They call them supplements for a reason.
Right. That's in addition to.
Right,
so
exactly.
You want to make sure that you get the bulk of these foods from your actual diet.
Mm-hmm. I heard that almonds were good in this department as well. What do you know about almonds?
I don't
chocolate
know.
Also?
Could be. Yeah, could be. I mean, some almonds without, you know, not like honey roasted and not, you know, raw almonds without salt. Those are the best ones. You always want to eat nuts in a raw form because the roasting takes out so many of the nutrients. So you can, they're more expensive to buy, but it is worth it if you're going to indulge. Always get
funny,
the raw nuts.
Because in the hay field on the farm, especially when it's hot, your body uses up lots of things, and sometimes you're salt depleted, and that brings about the problems that people have with heat, heat stroke and that kind of stuff. So almonds, we have a can of almonds with us in the truck all the time. And
in that case, then you do need the salt, so that's good
to
have that
right,
with you.
You do need that. Do you know that California produced 80% of the almonds in the world? I didn't know that.
I was
surprised to learn that.
And you know that the bad thing about that being in California is it takes, and this is not great for the environment, but it takes so much water to produce almonds.
Yes.
And when California has a drought, the almonds go, the prices go way up and the crops are down.
Yeah. Also, cherries, plums, and peaches are good for this sort of thing. There are a lot of things. Think about what you eat. I think Victoria made the point here. Thousands of things that there are. I ever start thinking about how many different kinds of food there are. Thousands and thousands of different types of things that you can eat. Some grow naturally, some are prepared, but there are so many choices. And you educate yourself as to what's good for your body, what your body needs, and you're on your way to being healthy. It's pretty simple stuff, actually, getting down to the basics. It's time for us to figure on a way to not spend a lot of money, get prepared, though, to get back to school. So we got some back-to-school buying tips for you right after this.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation. It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
This is what Flo from Progressive sounds like in one of our many hilarious commercials.
Hi, did you know that you can get a quote on your motorcycle insurance in under 3 minutes at Progressive.com? And did you know that saying hi makes even bad news sound good? Hi, you have high cholesterol. Hi, you're fine.
And this is what that same commercial sounds like on your motorcycle.
Hi, there's so much pain.
Even our commercials sound better on a bike. And with basic policy starting at $75 a year, Progressive helps keep you on yours. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Youth vaping is a serious problem. One issue, minors may try to purchase vapor products online. That's why Juul Labs is enhancing age verification on our website. Customers must provide personal information or scan a valid ID with a real-time selfie, and are verified by a third party to ensure the purchaser is 21 or over. Learn more about Juul Labs' efforts to combat youth vaping at juul.com/youth-prevention. Juul Labs, for adult smokers only. Paid for by Juul Labs.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower, Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque, and the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the attack on Pearl Harbor and what was going through his mind as he laid in a ditch avoiding Japanese aircraft.
I'm not sure how long we were in the ditch, but as I sat there, I've been asked, you know, what my thoughts were at that time, and I guess my most vivid memory is, God, please don't let me die in this ditch.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Before you signed the lease for your very own office, before you gave your 2 weeks' notice, before you asked your parents for a loan, before you worked nights and weekends, there was a business plan that you put to paper. Staples has what your business needs to get you from here to there, all at great prices every day. And now, a ream of Staples copy paper is just $3.49. That's our lowest price of the season. Staples, here we get you there.
In-store only ends 8/10/19. Valid on SKU 135855 while supplies last, limit 10.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 at the hour here on the DJV program, just in time for back to school. We have parenting expert Jen Falik here. The story that we build here on is what do we do to be prepared in, you know, it's kind of all around fashion. A lot of youngsters go back to school, they go out in the playground and they fall down, they have a boo-boo. My grandson had a boo-boo. I think I used that term when I was a kid as well. Jen, when's the last time you had a boo-boo?
Well, my girls seem to get them every 5 minutes. I think it's just because they like to, you know, the whole process of getting to pick out their Band-Aid and all that stuff. But for me, actually, this morning, using a curling iron.
Really?
It's always good to be prepared. So it's like, you know, a first aid kit does come in handy. Yeah. It's something that, you know, we think about now as we go into back to school and kind of getting prepared to take care of our kids and be ready for anything that comes our way. But that first aid kit comes in handy, you know, for personal reasons as well on a regular basis.
All right, so let's get practical with that. When you talk about being ready for school, this is something a lot of people don't think about because they're not anticipating something bad happening, or if it does happen at school, they figure the school nurse can take care of them. So how has that changed? What's the reality?
You know, so being prepared for back to school includes a lot of different things. Everything from kind of helping your kids get on a great sleep schedule leading up to the first day after late nights and, you know, sleeping in the summer, setting up play dates for them with friends that maybe they haven't seen in a while so they feel comfortable going back in on the first day. But yeah, then as it comes into, you know, having a command center at home where their homework is, where their backpacks are, where you know where those things are when you need them, a first aid kit is sort of similar. So for me, you know, I have my first aid kit that I keep in my car because for after school activities, if I'm taking my kids to soccer, to dance, to an art class, something always seems to come up. So actually right now, you know, if you buy 3 qualifying products in store or online at Target or Target.com, you can get a free first aid kit. And this is exclusive to Target. And it's sort of a great way to remind yourself to get, you know, your Band-Aid brand Deco bandages, to get gauze, to get fever and pain reducers, the things that, you know, kids need not only in school but after school, or that you need like a headache medicine after school, and have it all in a command center that can travel with you. So while at school, you know, maybe they've got the school nurse that can help them out when they get a boo-boo. The second you pick them up and you're shuttling them around from here, there, and everywhere, it's good to have your own sort of mobile command center to help with all those boo-boos that seem to miraculously occur.
Well, one of the things, though, it would seem as a mother, I'm guessing you're aware of this, a lot of people get their children to a point of being afraid of everything. And kids need to be kids. Children need to be, their lives now with all the stuff going on get complicated. And I'd like to think that there's a way of doing this with all of the things that you're talking about that's done in a way, in a matter of fact way. Okay, this is why you need this. And not to scare them. Isn't that part of the psychology of this is important, it would seem to me?
Yeah, I agree. I think that being prepared makes everybody feel calm. So, you know, if I'm in the moment, like there's a boo-boo, there's a, you know, a bloody lip, whatever it may be, and I'm frantically running around trying to find something to, you know, stop the bleeding or to make them feel better, then it just creates this sort of hysteria, and that's what they associate with those moments. Whereas if you're prepared and they see you being prepared, it's also, you know, teaching and leading by example. So they're seeing that you're calm and that you, you know, have what's needed, then they feel more secure to go out and do things and explore and run around on the playground and, you know, jump in the muddy puddle and all of those things, because they're not worried about, you know, not being prepared for what could come next.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing. Now, getting back to school, what else at Target can you get? The teachers are not as good, or school systems aren't good at school supplies like they used to be. Are there things that we ought to include? We're talking about first aid kits as part of the routine of getting back to school. What about, I used to get book covers. You used to get
book covers. I was talking to someone earlier about like the Trapper Keeper notebooks we used to get. I used to love going back to school shopping for supplies. You know, It's all about making it a fun parent and kid activity. So you go on your outing and you all together can pick out fun school supplies, a first day of school outfit, you know, and talking about that beforehand. What do they want to wear? What are they, you know, what style do they like? And again, going and picking out the fun things for the first aid kit together. So again, it doesn't have to be so, you know, like parent-led. It can be something that you can do together with your kid. And in that process, they're learning things about, you know, taking care of themselves, about being prepared, about, you know, checking everything off the list that they need to have with them for the first day of school.
Yep.
So it's helping
success.
Them to learn the responsibility.
Yeah, it's all about success.
And making them feel, you know, ownership of it, too.
Check out the website for all of these things. Target.com is where you get the info. Jen Falik, thanks for being here on the DJB program, 10 before the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
The Hebel Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Us to assist you in taking good care of your pet with the help of Warren Eckstein, who is the host of The Pet Show. You can find The Pet Show at thepetshow.com. Lots of things lurking about, including this week, International Assistance Dog Week, created to recognize all of the hardworking assistance dogs that are helping individuals mitigate their limitations. How often do you talk about that on your radio program, the sorts of things that are legitimate, helping people who have physical and mental disabilities and the training those dogs need, Warren? It must be amazing to be able to find these dogs, and how do they find them? How do they come up with dogs? How do you know a dog is going to be good to do this kind of service work?
Well, any professional can really evaluate a dog and kind of determine what that is. Is it a nose dog? Is it a friendly dog? Is it the dog that likes to pick things up and retrieve things? So all of that's taken into consideration. You know, for years, many years ago, I served as the head trainer for Assistance Dogs International. And basically, it was my job not just to work with the dogs, but actually train PhDs from all around the world on this type of training. It was early in the whole acceptance of assistance dogs. So the training that goes into this is really important, because the training has to be done with the trainer, but at the same time, the transference to the person that's actually going to be working with the dog on a daily basis, that's where the real work comes into play. And the socialization and the exposure. So a lot of training goes into it, and it's really geared specifically towards specific needs of individual people, and that's the way it should be done.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever trained anybody for this sort of thing? You've been training dogs, or when you say you've been training people for decades and decades and decades. So have you train dogs for this sort of work, or a couple, a dog and a person?
A few of them. The first dog ever trained in the United States as a hearing ear dog was trained by me. The first dog in the United States ever trained to pick out people before they had a seizure was trained by me. The first dogs ever trained to work with people in wheelchairs was trained by me. Yeah. The first dogs working with seniors. And the reason I bring that up is because I was such a learning experience for me. This type of training wasn't being done. For example, if you have someone who's a senior and they're in a wheelchair, something you wouldn't think about is that if they drop something, the dog has to be taught to pick it up and hand it back to that person. Or just the ability of the dog to get in and out of an elevator with someone in a wheelchair is something difficult to accomplish. So all of these things have to be taken into consideration. So, yeah, and working with the people is amazing because you see the bond between that person and the dog. They actually become one. It's like a unit. They work together. It's just amazing to watch.
Yeah. All right, you have a list of the top 10 things that people say to their dogs. Nice doggy, is that one of them? Nice doggy.
This is an interesting list, and I don't know if I necessarily agree with it, and Victoria was joking with me beforehand that probably is I'll be right back, which is not on the list, which is why the biggest lie everyone
ever
tells their dog.
That's the lie I tell every
day. I'll be right back, sure.
Right back.
As soon as you pick up your car keys, your dog knows you're lying. No doubt about it. Anyway, here's the top 10. Number 10 would be I love you. We say that to our dogs every day. Number 9 was who's a good boy. Number 8, I love. Who made this mess? Like, there's a dog in the house. Nobody else is around. You ask the dog, who made the mess? The next door neighbor came in and pooped on the floor, Mom. Who wants a treat? Where's Mama?
A treat. Yeah.
Where's Mama? Let's go. Leave it. Sorry, boy. Not for puppies, and my favorite, what the heck is in your mouth?
Who wants a treat is the one I use. Probably in there. All right, you got your two dogs, Victoria. What do you use the most on those characters that you have at home?
I say who wants a treat all the time. Because, right. like one of them doesn't want a treat. It's a stupid question. Obviously, they both want treats.
My dogs are so smart.
And we'll be right back. Oh, gosh, we make too much of a fuss with that one.
Mm-hmm.
I never have to say that to my dogs. Do you want a treat? My dogs are trained well enough where they come to me and say, "Hey, Pop, I want a treat."
I give a treat to. That's how I think I trained Daisy not to poop and pee in the house. You know, she was in a cage for 2 years having puppies as a puppy mill dog, and she couldn't walk and all those things. She lived in her own squalor, and so she was used to just peeing and pooping. And this is what kind of got her out of it. She doesn't do it at all now. Never have a problem with it.
The most important thing is that they have such a way, no matter what they do, no matter what they're asking for, is I used to joke, I get in trouble when I say this, so let me get in trouble again, that I joke that all dogs either went to Catholic school or were Jewish because they make us feel so guilty. And it's so absolutely true. They really make us feel guilty. Mm-hmm. But I think that's how they get our response. Sometimes we ignore them, but when they make us feel guilty enough, then we're going to go to the cupboard and get that cookie for them.
Yeah, that's great. ThePetShow.com, Warren Eckstein's home, away from home, and the pet maybe ought to be listening to Warren as well as you listen to him every weekend. 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.